Current and former troopers with the Florida Highway Patrol testified at the hearing. It's common, unwritten policy to go easy on state lawmakers.
This goes back to the academy. We were taught in the academy that if you stop a legislator, it would behoove you not to write them a speeding ticket.
Well, all through my career, I was told that it'd be your best interest not to write them.
Why?
Because they control the purse strings.
We're always told to be lenient on legislators.
That last voice was former state trooper Charles Swindle. He was fired in March after one fateful day last November. That day, he happened to stop two lawmakers on Interstate 10, Representative Charles McBurney from Jacksonville and Representative Mike Cleland from Longwood. In both cases, the only ticket he issued was a $10 citation for not showing proof of insurance, even though, he testified, both lawmakers were clocked going 87 miles per hour. Swindle's supervisor, now retired Sergeant Gary Dawson, says he sees no problem.
I think he did a good job on the traffic stop.
Dawson testified, Officer Swindle's actions were exactly in line with what highway patrol officers are trained to do when they nab a legislator. It begins in training academy and gets repeated frequently at troop meetings, including a meeting on the morning of the stops, he said.
Well, there's several things you could do. You could just bid them a farewell and let them go on their way. You could give them a warning, let them go on their way. You could give them a ticket of a lesser amount for a lesser offense.
But the Florida Highway Patrol maintains lawmakers don't get preferential treatment over everyone else.
Frankly, the Florida Highway Patrol does not have a policy, unwritten or not.
That's Captain Nancy Rasmussen. She says Swindle's defense, that leniency is a widespread policy, is beside the point of why he was fired.
Really, that doesn't have anything to do with leniency or officer discretion. It is falsification of records.
Highway Patrol lawyer Sandra Coulter argued at the hearing, no matter what, officers can never write a ticket for an offense that's not committed. In a dashboard video showing Swindle stopping McBurney, the representative can be heard saying he had an insurance card, to which Swindle replied he was cutting him a break by not writing the speeding ticket. Here's Coulter questioning Swindle.
So were you making him choose between what he was going to get?
Not my intentions, no, ma'am.
Why did you make the statement, if I see that, I have to give you the other ticket?
I don't know.
After the stop, McBurney wrote a letter to the highway patrol saying he was concerned the officer would apply the same treatment to anyone he pulled over. Sergeant Dawson said Swindle was then let go without anyone consulting him, his direct supervisor.
Trooper Swindle has excelled in everything he's been asked to do. He's been a leader for DUIs in the state.
Is that number of arrests?
DUI arrests, yes, sir.
Hearing Officer Greg Morton expects to rule on Swindle's firing within 2 weeks. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.